So that's my first point. Now, thanks be unto God. So you got to get on your game and begin to thank God 10 times more than you've been doing. Increase it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, breakthrough coming to your house. Glory to God. Now, in order for thanks to cause triumph, we must be, watch this. Go back to the original scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:14. It says, now thanks be unto God, which, look at the words now, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. I got 2 points. I'm going to make the one point. Whoa, you can go back, stay on the other screen. Yeah. Which always causes us to triumph. Watch this. Which means, watch, look at it. Always causes. How is that? Your thanks, if you give the thanks, it'll cause the triumph. Did you see it? Do you see it? That now thanks be unto God. Pause. Now that thanks, which, see what it does? Always causes us to triumph. So if you continually, you know how God triumphs, he got angels continually praying and thanking him. That's causing him to triumph. You give thanks to God, he'll cause you to triumph. He'll cause you to triumph. Now, here's where I really wanted to go. I just want to point that out. The thanks is which causes you to triumph. And then it says, "What you can't just triumph." Watch this. Look at after the word triumph, two words. Where? In. You got to be in Christ. In order for it to work, now thanks be unto God, which always causes triumph, you have to be in. Break it down. Now look at it. It says in Christ. That's where you got to be. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. I'm almost done. All right. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. I may have picked the wrong one. Hold on. No, I did it right. The riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, I'm looking at the wrong one. Excuse me. Let me find what it is. Let me just read what I have down here. I must have the wrong scripture written down on for the scripture. But it says, even the wrong book. It says, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages, from the generation, but now is made manifest in the saints. This is the right one. Back up. Let's read it again, because we're going to get it right. Back up from 27. They're going to get it. Verse 27. There we go. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this, next one, mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ where? In you. The hope of all that falls on with Christ being where? In you. The hope of glory. I got it right that time. Christ in you. And then Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In Christ. Where the blessings at? In Christ. So in order for you to get what's in Christ, where do you have to be? In Christ. So that's back our original scripture. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Where? In Christ. We got, that's the second part. Here goes the third. And then I'm about done. Lastly, The last part of that verse says, and make manifest the savor of his knowledge in every place. Let's look at that. And make manifest. What does the manifest mean? What do you think that means? Make it known. Make it produce. Make it give out. Put out. What make manifest? The savor of his knowledge. One translation I read said the fragrance of his knowledge. Well, how can that happen if you don't have any knowledge in you of the word? It said it make it happen, but how can it? Who all in here works at Winchester? I can raise my hand. So nobody else in this building can go over to the machines I do and work them, because the knowledge is not there of what to do, right? That's the same with the word. You must obtain his knowledge in order for it to manifest. You can't produce that you don't have. The savor of his knowledge, watch this. Here's the good part. When you do that, in every place. Breakthroughs in the building, y'all. In every place.